My name is Lawrence Reyes of PNB Elections Committee, Chair Pro Tem. Today is September the 23rd, 2021, and it is 3:23 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6:23 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Janine, Secretary Pro Tem, please take the roll.
Okay, thank you. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Thank you. Susan DeSilva.
She says she couldn't make it today.
Oh, okay, great. Not great. William Kerwagen.
Yeah, present.
Thank you. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Thank you. Renee Penaloza, who is not part of the committee, but is not a voting member of the committee, but part of the committee. Renee?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence Reyes is here, correct?
Present.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
I'm here.
Thank you. Janine Roan, I'm here. That's me. Mansoor Sabah. Okay. Lawrence, Akio Tanaka and Andrea Turner, there was a question whether they had resigned or not, and you were going to check on an official.
I haven't received any notes that they resigned. So they aren't completing the form.
Okay, Akio.
Akio Tanaka.
Tanaka, yes. We do not have him present. And then Andrea Turner. Okay.
Go ahead, Janine. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So we have Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
I am here.
Thank you, Vanessa. And then we also have Dee Dee Halleck.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah,
oh, thank you very much. So we have 9 present out of Renee isn't, so we have 8 present out of
12, right?
Yeah, 12.
So we're good. We have quorum. So we have quorum. I'm going to pull up the agenda, the tentative agenda that we've put together. Oh, hold on. So this meeting is called to order. Since we have Chair Pro Tems and Secretary Pro Tems, I'll go with opening the floor for nominations for Chair Pro Tem. Are there any nominations? Okay, hearing none, I will continue as Chairperson Pro Tem. Any nominations for Secretary Pro Tem? Hearing none, Janine will continue. Are you willing to continue, Janine?
I am.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so there was 2 motions that were referred from the Governance Committee last night to the Elections Committee. But let me ask the committee members, do you want to hear a report, an update in regards to the elections from Ms. Renee Pinamosa, the Natural Resources Supervisor? Okay, hearing no objections? Go ahead.
Oh, you're asking for objections to hearing a report from her, or are you asking whether we want to
hear a report? Are there any objections to hearing a report from the Natural Resources Supervisor? An update as to how the elections are going. Okay, then. I'm getting no objections. Renee, would you like to do that? Were you prepared to do that?
Well, I did. Did you get the report that I sent? I think.
Yeah, I've gotten the report that I sent. I'd rather hear from your words. Hear whatever you have most recently, because
Do you think you could forward that to everybody potentially? I sent it to the PNB. I sent it to you. I sent it to the ED.
Okay.
To Arthur.
And do you have any update in regards to spontaneously?
Since that report? Well, today I sent out the schedule to KPFA for the candidate cards. So there'll be 7 playing every day starting Saturday. So that's been confirmed. And they basically asked me for a schedule based on some parameters in their grid, and I got that scheduled out, and they have all the carts. So that was basically the last station that didn't have carts. So now everybody has carts, and they all have schedules. So all those schedules are slightly different. But that report really kind of summarizes everything. So
Janine, I'm going to send you what Renee sent me. I don't know if you were able to send it to the committee yet. If you could send it to the committee, this is the one dated yesterday, right, Renee? Wednesday?
Exactly.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to the secretary, to Janine, and she could send it. So I'm going to open floor to committee member questions. I know I have some concerns, but I'll go last on the stack. Committee members, do you have any questions for Renee? Or do you want to peruse the report that she sent yesterday before we go into questions? Okay. So at the governance committee yesterday, there was still some concerns with compliance of Section 4, Article 4, Section 6 of the bylaws. So there was some reports that some of the cards have not aired at all. I'm happy to hear that the cards on KPFA are going to be on the air soon. But from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, my colleague from WPFW, Vanessa Ditchenbergs, that some of the announcements have been reduced to 15 seconds. No, actually she corrected it. She sent me a communication yesterday that it was back at 1 minute, but that the cards have not aired. Is that still the case? Vanessa Ditchenbergs?
My understanding is that they're supposed to start airing today, and they're going to be, they're 1 minute cards, and they're going to be rotated in such a way that all of them will be heard, but in a rotational sort of basis. I gave the specifics exactly, but 1 minute cards to be rotated, all of the statements will be heard.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for that update, and you did report that to me through text yesterday, and I appreciate that. Are there any other stations or committee members that want to ask questions or have concerns about the election information that's being provided for the report that our natural election supervisor is providing?
The point of information from the secretary.
Yeah, go ahead. State your question.
Was that just the NES reporting about KPFA, or was that someone else? A reporting.
That was the NES. No, the one that just reported. That was Vanessa Ditchenbridge, director from WPFW. And Renee reported that the cards are going into rotation at KPFA, I believe today, she said, or 7 cards.
Saturday,
okay. 7 cards at a time. Not all one time, in rotation,
cards,
right?
Yeah, in
okay.
rotation. Yeah. 7 cards throughout the day, yeah. Different time slots.
Bill for the stack.
Thank you so much. That means, is that Bill from T?
Yes.
KTFT?
Yes.
Yeah, Bill.
Right. I was just going to ask Renee, have all the candidates have been able to record carts, because that's one of the requirements. I know that everybody gets an equal opportunity.
Their
time should be the same.
Everybody's been offered, obviously the same opportunity. Whether or not they've taken it is another thing. In the case that a candidate didn't provide a cart, that's why I made a requirement for candidates to submit short statements. So that's, another purpose of having those short statements is so that we can basically a voice those short carts, for example, in this case. So at KPFT, I know that not everybody submitted carts, but we have statements from everybody. So those are created into carts. And Dakota has all the carts. And basically, again, if it has, I'm not sure if they've started airing or not. You would know that more than me if you've heard them. But they should already be airing because he's had them for a week or so.
Hold on, Bill. Are you done, Bill?
Yes. Sorry, I was muted. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Any other committee members?
Janine.
Go ahead, Susie. Susie and then Janine. Go ahead, Susie.
Okay, so a few cards have been submitted, and a few cards have aired, and they're 30 seconds long. And I just from listening to Renee right now, am I to understand that everybody from KPFT did submit a statement, and from those statements, you're going to make cards?
The carts have been, actually Colby made the carts, the local election supervisor, and yes, he should have made carts for everybody, yes.
Okay.
Either from the audio that was submitted or the written statement.
Okay, I request that that we take one at a time before we would put it up? If you could just write the question down, or this way we could get clarity. Go ahead, Susie. I'm sorry.
Renee. So if they're making cards out of the statements, are they the cards word per word that the candidate submitted as statements?
As long as they fit, yes.
What would happen if they don't fit?
Well, we have to cut it.
So who decides what to cut and what to leave in?
The local election supervisor has been creating those cards. So if any candidate has an issue with their cards, then, the thing is, these are short snippets, essentially encouraging people to find out more about the candidates. And if people really need written information with more information, they can request a paper ballot. It comes with all of the candidate statements. We have to understand that this is, there's a format and this is radio and, time is a limitation.
Okay, so I understand that they should have submitted the card. But does that seem like a fair and equal process?
Well, it's about what are we supposed to do? Tell me what your solution is to this situation.
I don't have a solution. I'm not the answer.
Well, exactly. If it's being considered as unfair, then I'm calling on people to submit more fair solutions so as to be constructive to address everybody's concerns, but just saying that something is unfair is not constructive. I can't just come out with solutions out of thin air.
I understand that, but I don't see how you can what will be.
For example, KPFT had a forum. We had actually multiple calls. For people to participate, we've produced now a few forums at KPFT. We've had very, very, very low participation.
that the forums are really where candidates get ample time to present themselves. So
right.
Why are people not participating? That's, you know, and we've given plenty of time heads up. We give many reminders. You know, we cannot force people to participate. You know, that's where it really, much more than these parts where people are going to find out about the individual, you know, because they get, you know, considerable amount of time to talk, not just these short little symbolic snippets of audio, which are the parts, you know.
Okay, so Susie, go ahead and finish up, Susie, please.
Okay, so this is my suggestion since you asked if there would be specific questions that would be made for the statements, that those would be used so that everybody would be equally presented with the questions that were answered.
I mean, there is the questionnaire.
I mean, you asked me, yeah.
You know? Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's
the questionnaire
idea.
Would be, yeah.
But the questionnaire does exist as part of the candidate package. That written information exists, and it's, you know, people can write as much or as little as they want, and they're the same questions for everybody.
Right,
obviously,
right.
It requires people to read, you know? So,
right.
it's a bit more involved. Than
yes,
you know, that's or a forum.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the point of these forums, that, you know, they get presented the same questions from the listeners and everybody gets to respond.
Right. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
We're going to move on from this.
Okay,
thank you, Renee. And thank you, Susie.
Thank you.
And if we could not step over each other's talking presentation, that'll help. If we could just wait to the answers provided and the question is asked before we go over each other, that'd be good. But in regards to solutions, Susie, there is two motions that came out of the governance committee that does provide for solutions for Renee to consider. And also the motion that is being submitted by me today is also a motion for the present and for the future. Are there any other committee members that would like to, and also, Janine, if you could, forward that email that I sent you to, Renee, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
I was on the staff, but also, I don't have the two motions from the governance committee.
I thought our secretary sent, I'll send it to you. No problem.
Okay,
if you could forward those motions to Renee so she could review them and consider content of the motion. But you are on the stack, Janine, if you want the stack.
Okay, thank you. And I do see the motion that you put forward, which is to extend the...
Let's not do that. You're on the stack. Janine, I will read the motion. Please...
No, I'm not reading the motion. I'm just saying that I think that's warranted, but it's hard to say that if the NES doesn't understand how detrimental it is to candidates to have their statement edited for on air. I mean, that's a third party deciding what is the most important or relevant thing that the candidate has to say and putting it up on the air where a majority of people are going to hear it as opposed to the other people that are clicking on email. So for me, I don't understand, one, why she thinks that's fair, because people can be treated unfairly in their minds by choosing parts of the statement that they would not have chosen to be in the 30-second spot. So that to me is really straightforward. The other thing is that the PNB passed a motion on the 13th, which says that that the NES would provide a traffic report of scheduled on-air candidate carts. So the idea that we are the ones that are supposed to know when these things are playing and how often, that was the whole idea behind getting a traffic report on the 20th, you know, to start when they are going to be aired as of midnight on the 20th. So in theory, we should be getting all of that from her during this report right now. So that's all I have to say. I mean, you can extend the voting, but that doesn't take away right now that people have had their candidate statements edited. So it's already, it's irreversible at that point. Lawrence, I don't know whether you're trying to respond.
Well, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I'm asking everybody else to mute themselves, and I was on mute. So, Renee, do you want to respond to Janine's concerns?
Well, I mean, you know, not at all stations were was this editorial decision made. You know, the thing is, we wanted to balance getting the general information that's really important. Like, for example, at WBAI, there's literally been just a few hundred votes come in. We're not even close to making quorum. You know, we want to point people to where to get more information, and we need some space for that. And, you know, we can't have, we're trying to, you know, get the best of both worlds, present each candidate, and then also every time point people to where they can get the ballot, where they can, you know, find out more about those candidates in question, you know, and if they need to request a paper ballot, the phone number, the deadline. You know, I think that that information is just as important as the candidate, because without one, there, with, you know, it's like you just put a candidate statement without that information, and it's people might not understand what that, the purpose of that is. You know, there's still a lot of people who don't really understand the process of this election, and so that's why that decision was made, and also because of the quality issue of, and you know, I know people don't really understand what I mean by the quality issue, but I mean, if you were me editing audio, trying to clean up all the noise from the audio, you would understand. But that being said, you know, I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know, I just don't know what kind of solution there is in this case. I mean, in the past, we had a different, everything was different. We're working under different circumstances at this point. And as I tried to emphasize, like the forums are really where, you know, candidates really have the opportunity to present themselves in depth. And, you know, we didn't get 100% turnout for those forums, and that's very, very indicative of you know, people's motivation to participate, even the candidates themselves. So it's, you know, we're, as I said, like, I'm going to repeat it, we're doing what we can, and we're trying to be as fair as possible, and, you know, there's limitations to everything. I mean, this is radio, and it's, you know, what can I say? We have to get the word out also, just the general information. That's actually the primary reason behind, you know, making those edits. I don't think that it's detrimental in any way, shape, or form, honestly. I don't understand how that, because no matter what, it's a short little piece of symbolic information. I mean, you can't say much in 30 seconds or a minute, you know, like it's if somebody really, you can say what you can say in a minute, I think you can say in 30 seconds is what I mean. You can say a lot. But if somebody is really interested in finding out more, they have to dig a bit deeper. You know, it's not these carts that are going to get people elected. It's not just these carts that are going to motivate people to participate. But, you know, yeah, I don't know what else to say. You know, it's also a lot of time to produce these. That's also why there's a delay in these times. You know, it's a lot of candidates, a lot of parts. we're trying to get the word out about the election and trying to give everybody a spotlight at the same time.
Hello? Can I get a follow-up, Chair?
Yes, you may. Yes, you may. And please, no one else from the public, you're not speaking yet. Public comment is after the committee members. Go ahead, Janine.
So, let me just follow
and
up.
Please put yourself on mute if you don't have the floor. Go ahead, Janine.
So the difference between a 30-second cart and a 60-second cart is one is twice as long, twice as much about the candidate, and not everyone has internet. So these candidate statements may be the only thing a voter hears.
If a voter wants the full statement, they can actually get one sent to them so they can read it. So, you know, people that
are
asking for paper ballots.
Don't step over each other, please. Do one at a time. I think Renee was responding.
It's so obvious that she really doesn't care about the candidates. If you feel like you can edit my statement to my satisfaction without even telling me, I don't know where you get off thinking.
We didn't edit your statement. None of KPFK's statements are edited. None of them are edited.
So I'm lucky and the rest are out of luck.
No, it's only a certain.
All the candidates.
Yeah, and anyway, I don't have anything else to say about this.
Okay.
You know,
the traffic report?
Provided the time slots in that report, so you can read those. And of course, I care about the candidates. Of course, I mean, why would I? You know, like I've been involved in this process on and off since 2009. You know, like, I'm trying my best to improve this system. This is not easy. And, you know, it's just silly.
Okay. I got it.
Personal privilege bill.
State your point of personal privilege bill. If you could just hold off.
There's some noise from, it sounds like somebody's riding a train and they need to mute their microphone when they're not talking, please.
Thank you, Bill. Please mute yourself if you do not have the floor. Janine, I guess she tried her best to answer your question. Apparently, the statements from KPFK have not been cut, according to what she's saying. Do you have anything further to say? And I want to remind everyone to please continue to be civil. Go ahead, Janine. Do you have anything else you want to say?
I personally don't know where she's saying that the schedule has been supplied. Like, we were going to get forwarded the elections committee in the motion from the 13th was to receive the traffic report. And I don't see any traffic reports attached or anything like that. I don't know whether I'm missing where they are.
Okay. Thank you for that, because that was a question I was going to ask. So we'll get to that. I'm last on the stack.
So,
if we could hold the answer to that question, Renee, I'm going to go to the other committee.
Okay.
Are there any other committee members want to? Who's that?
Vanessa to the stack. Vanessa to the stack, please.
Uh-huh.
Hey there. Hi, Renee. So, two things. Is there a minimum percentage, a threshold? I'm not sure of the right word, but a minimum number of or percentage of members that have to vote for the candidates in order for those candidates to be elected. The percentage is really low. But what is that?
10% for listeners and 25% for staff.
For the staff.
Yeah, so 10% for listeners and 25% for staff. That's the quorum, the minimum threshold for basically to have a valid election.
Okay. And no, I just, I'm sorry. Did it sound like you were going to say something?
Go ahead, the floor.
I thought Renee was continuing to speak. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, there was, that was somebody else.
Okay. So I just wanted to say something, and hopefully it won't make the situation any worse, in terms of the discussion that just occurred about the 30-second carts versus the one-minute carts, et cetera, et cetera. You know, trying to have, you know, some understanding, you know, just in general for all of us, in terms of we're in this position because of the pandemic. I remember when I was a candidate, we could go to the station, we can go in the studio, and we could record our cards, and they were aired, and it was all nice and simple. And so now we're, you know, faced with a different set of circumstances. So I have no idea what the process was for, you know, making the decision to edit the carts from 1 minute to 30 seconds. They're at 1 minute at PSW, so there's no argument there. So I guess I'm trying to say, I'm trying to express some understanding for both points of view, which is this occurred, this is, you know, due to something traumatic happening in our society. And so we're trying to work our way around it. But at the same time, I understand the concern. I would, you know, try not to impugn you for, you know, the decisions that have been made, but I understand the concerns. People just want the process to be, quote, unquote, fair, you know, however we perceive that to be. But, you know, definitely expressing the point of view that the pandemic put us in this situation. Nothing.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Are there any other committee members that want to ask Renee any questions? I got a mess on the stack.
Dee Dee Hallett, yes.
Go ahead, Dee Dee Hallett. You have the floor.
Yes. I can understand the concern of if someone else is editing your statement. But I think that there should be a process that it's not edited, that just whenever 30 seconds is over after it's read on the air, then it would stop, so that people have to understand they should put their most important points within the first paragraph, et cetera, so that everyone should have the same criteria. So I think that there was concern because of this thinking that someone else was editing your statement.
Okay, thank you, Dee Dee. Anyone else on the committee
I just say that I'm in a terrible situation. There's this big storm that is emergency, so I can lose my power has been blinking the last 5 minutes, so I may be out because I lose my cell phone also.
Okay, is that Dee Dee that's speaking?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Dee Dee. So I hope my hometown, which is New York City, Brooklyn, hope you guys remain safe and okay. I still have family over there. So Dee Dee, thank you for
that. Wagon.
Go ahead, William. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
you have the floor.
Thank you. I just think the idea of playing the first 30 seconds of somebody's statement, if that hasn't been prearranged, that, hey, know that I'm only taking your first 30 seconds, that is totally out of place. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else from the committee want to ask a question? Okay, I have a couple of questions and I have a couple of concerns. My first concern is I think it's bordering disenfranchisement to cut statements down from a minute to 30 seconds without consulting the candidate. I know that when I've been a candidate, my voice was heard through my candidate card, and I think every little bit contributes to increasing turnout, right? So, and we have a motion in regards to that that's going to be
provided. Then the other question is following up and piggybacking on what Janine asked was the whole idea of quantifying what kind of outcomes that you're getting from the stations. A lot of station calls are traffic reports. As a behavior scientist, I call it quantifying data or quantifying actual human behavior in regards to providing the election information. So I like to ask you, have you been provided any data in regards to your directives in regards to the PNB resolution that passed on August the 13th? So so that's one thing. Hold on, I'm not done yet. Because these are bullet points that I've written down. And the other thing was, I think it's very appropriate that if something's going to, I agree that things need to be edited. But I think what you're looking for is editing for time and making sure that the cards are in line with the fair campaign provisions and they are civil. So that's the other thing I wanted to add. So but I have serious concerns that we have a very sluggish turnout right now. And I think that if the information if the election information, cards and everything would have been aired first and provided to all the stations to be put on the website, I don't think you'll be getting questions in regards to equal opportunity. So I think those are some of the things that the motion that is going to be presented in a little bit that I'm hoping that you got a copy of will be addressing. So those are the three, I think, three or four bullet points that I provided for you, Renee. So if you could address those concerns, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
So let me start with the data. So I forwarded the logs from KPFA together with the code of the CART that correspond to the election information. KPFA is the only station that has given me hard data like that. I've requested everything from everybody, but I haven't gotten any hard traffic logs. But I did forward everybody that I forwarded it to you for sure. I forwarded it to the PNB. I forwarded it to multiple people. That's one thing I'm not sure who the point person is, who I should be forwarding these, how many people I should be forwarding these things to. I figure I forward it to a couple of people, it'll get recirculated. So KPFA did provide those traffic logs. The thing is, there are no traffic logs yet for the candidate cards really to analyze. I mean, they, you know, we can see a week or so of data, but again, each station has a different way of tracking these things. I know that they do track them because if not, they wouldn't be on the air. From my understanding, this is a requirement. So, you know, just outside of this whole process to be able to track what goes on air. So there's got to be a log of some sort. I know I've gotten them in the past. Right now, KPFA is the only one that has given me a log, and I forwarded them.
Can you tell me when you forwarded them, Chuckett? So I could look it up and send it to the committee. Do you know what date that was?
I don't remember, but it was probably about a week ago.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. In terms of the editing and all of this, and, you know, I mean, basically what I'm trying to say is right now the cards are the way they are. To redo them all is going to take time. So, you know, I wouldn't have called for it to be, you know, essentially edited in this fashion had I known that they were going to be airing in blocks of five. Because that's ridiculous, you know, because you only need to put, you know, the election information, if anything, three times in the 5 minutes. You don't need to have it repeating itself five times, you know, so then that would have added extra time. But that's that information I didn't know, right? So and also, you know, Renata was doing editing. So she, you know, she took charge of this. She made it her own. She is the local election supervisor, and I'm really happy with all the work actually that the local election supervisors have been doing. I mean, I you know, anyway. So that being said, you know, like this whole, all of this production essentially can be redone. It's just going to take time. you know. So if it comes to that, then that's what we're going to do. I mean, I think at WDAI in particular, it should be done. I mean, it's 5 minutes, very redundant. You're using up a lot of time to repeat the same information over and over again because of the way that it's being aired. If the card is just by itself, that's another thing. WDAI is also kind of very, very low in quorum. KPFK is much closer. KPFA is much closer. KPFT is much closer. It's WDAI and WCFW that actually have problems with quorum right now. What else?
Renee, can I ask you to send me that data again? Because I'm looking and I can't find it. And then
yeah,
in the future,
if you search by Mike Biggs. He's the one who sent it to me. So Mike Biggs, KPFA.
Mike.
I forwarded it directly. Mike Biggs.
Like B-I-G?
Yes.
Okay. And in the future, if you can send all correspondence in regards to this election to Janine, our secretary, this way she could forward it to all of us and CC me on it.
I think I included her.
Okay.
I'm sure I have it. I don't know, unless for some reason, because it has attachments, it went to your spam, because it does have attachments, so.
Yeah, I get a lot of email, too. Sue, hold on, please. I have it. Okay, Janine has it as well. So if you could send it to Janine.
I'm sorry, point of information. I don't have any traffic logs.
Okay. Okay, I'm looking for it right now. Renee, can you please send it again?
I'll just resend it.
That would be great. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Renee, for addressing my concerns. I think the motions that have been submitted to this committee will ask you to consider addressing some of the deficiencies, if you will. Okay, is there any other committee member that hasn't asked a question or wants to address the National Electric Supervisor? Please do that now. Okay.
I have an additional question, but...
Go ahead, ask it quickly, Janine, because
well,
I want to go to the public. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, because the motion said that the traffic reports were supposed to be from midnight on the 20th, I'm just wondering, was that clear to the GMs that you asked, seeing how four out of the five stations have not given you traffic reports, were they clear that we were supposed to have them starting at midnight on the 20th, which is 3 days ago, 2.5 days ago?
Renee, you want to answer that?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. They... Basically, I'm trying to get anything from them, okay? I needed them 3 days ago. They know that. They're all aware that we need these traffic reports. Whether, you know, they're going to recall the specific date, I don't know. But they are aware that we need this data. And they might give me more data from before then. So, you know.
So my specific question is, were they aware that there was a motion from the PNB that we needed traffic reports from starting midnight on the 20th? Was that clear to them?
The motion went out to all management.
Lydia sent it out to everybody.
Yeah, and she did.
She did copy the PNB
on that. Lydia did send the resolution that very same night that it was adopted to all DMs and all PDs. I mean, the IEDs send that information, transmitted it as requested by the resolution. Okay. Thank you, Janine. And thank you, Renee, for hanging in there with us.
I'm going to go to the public for public comment. Public, I just want to remind you that you had 90 seconds, and I would ask that we continue to remain civil and respectful.
Bella to the desk.
Okay, Bella. Okay, hold on. Let me write this down. Bella, Michael, who else? Anyone else? All right, Bella, go ahead. Take it off.
Yes, so several things. Renee did not address the fact that there has been no honor promotion on anything dealing with the election, the LSP election. Across the board, when there is no promotion, to let the listeners know, and that person that is deliberately making noise, I want that person to stop. Now, thank you. And as soon as the person starts speaking, the noise begins. This is how it has been from the beginning. Okay, and then I want to know, why is it that there is no promotion on air to educate the listeners on each station about what is going on with the governance system of the Pacifica Foundation regarding the LSB election? That is number one. And when that question is addressed, then everything else falls into place, it seems. But Renee did not respond with that. I guess she was not asked that question. And that is the reason for the poor turnout. And I want to remind everybody here that to date, as of yesterday, 42,354 members have voted across the network. That is nothing to sneeze about. And if we reach quorum, this election can be deemed illegal, because the candidates have not been heard in a proper manner according to the bylaws, Article 4, Section 6. I am really revolted over all of this. And then regarding the traffic logs, the breakdown is that there is no one following up on these motions, on the detail and the minutia that is so important. So the inertia becomes the action, and then no results. Now we are on the 23rd, and these traffic logs were supposed to have been submitted on the 20th. And I spoke to our general manager a day ago, and he informed me that yesterday is when our cards began. But again, it is the frequency, and why are seven candidates being selected per day to be aired? What is that all about at KPFA? What is that all about? And then cutting down and editing the person's statement? This is such a violation. I am just appalled. And I signed up on a candidate form for this Saturday. I signed up to be on a candidate form for this Saturday. I have received no acknowledgement, no instruction. Thank you.
Thank you. Please mute yourself if you don't have the floor, because that really interrupts the flow of the comment. Michael Heiss.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Reyes, and I'll try and keep my comments to 90 seconds, and I'll be the timekeeper if somebody needs it. I also do want to echo what Bella said. I haven't heard any cards played on KPFK, and the gentleman who helped record them was very nice but firm about the 1 minute, so I certainly hope they don't get cut down below that, and I also agree with Bella not having heard anything about the Spanish language forum. But I would also like to add perhaps a suggestion that in any of the general promos about this that air on the stations, that the copy includes something about along the lines of, you know, please vote, your vote is important, because if you don't vote, we got to do this again in that'll be spending more money that we don't have, and wording it nicely, of course, but to emphasize that, you know, this isn't a fun thing for class president. This is, you know, a very serious thing that will impact the future economically and programmatically for the individual stations and the whole networks. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heisen. I will take you up on that timekeeping offer if you're still willing to do it.
Yes, until about the quarter after five, because there's
okay.
There's always another meeting.
I got to be before that, too, so I get you, Michael. I got to be before that, too, so we'll
okay,
be done by then.
90 seconds, did you say?
90 seconds, please.
Okay, you got it.
Thank you.
Margo,
go ahead, Margo. You have the floor.
Margo.
Let me just ask a question. Margo. Margo, hold on. Is anyone else on the public wants the floor?
Bruce,
okay,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Hold on. Sue, and I heard Bruce.
Okay.
Anyone else? Hold on. You're not. Margo is next, Nancy. Sue. And then Nancy,
okay.
And then you, and then Bruce. I heard Bruce, right?
And then a visitor.
A visitor, okay. All right. Go ahead, Margo. You have 90 seconds. Thank you, Michael,
okay.
Again.
I heard something yesterday. I was really surprised to hear a woman say that she had started to run for KPFK station board because of something. It was just right before, it turns out, it seemed like it was right before Margaret's program, and then a guy comes on at the same time that he was saying something about Margaret's program. And so I don't know if that was an official thing or if it was, I think it might have been before the repeat of Margaret's program, but I don't know if that was an official card. I don't even catch the person's name because I wasn't expecting that to be there. So if any of these things are actually going to be put on the air, it should be preceded by an announcement that they're coming up as a candidate statement by such and such a candidate, or this is a candidate statement. Because I was confused. I thought it was an advertisement for Margaret's show or part of Feminist Magazine. That's why I was on before Feminist Magazine last night. That's when it was. So that's my statement. If these things are going to be done, they should be done very, very clearly. And instead of pitching for more money for KPFK, they should be having, we have an election. There are these little things that come on that say there's an election coming up. It's very confusing too. Okay. I would say make it much more clearly that, you know, instead of what's being done, there's only one thing that says call in or email in. That doesn't seem like the appropriate way to do that. Should be on the air. And I agree with everybody. It should be very clearly stated on the air who the candidate is and what they stand for. Thank you. It should be 90 seconds.
Right on the notes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Margo. Thank you, Michael. I have Nancy.
Okay. The NES was asking a question, and then I lost connection about she was asking the people, well, what is she supposed to do? To get a reporting, you know, from these people these candidates that don't have any expertise or devices you could have done a Zoom meeting, and those are recorded, and then put those Zoom recordings as their statement. That could have been done easily without any kind of infection of a COVID or meeting. I mean, that could have been done. The result is, how do the staff voters, how do the listener voters make an informed vote? They cannot. And the forum at KPFT was not promoted. It just suddenly appeared, and only insiders knew it was going to happen. So we had about
seconds.
Four callers.
Anyway, okay, thank you.
It's very clear that you don't care. And please, NES, resign. Resign.
Please, Nancy, that is...
I'm finished.
I'd like to caution everybody.
Tell me the truth, what I'm thinking,
now,
what
please,
I do.
Nancy, please, your time is up. Thank you. And I'd like to caution everybody that this is no personal attacks, please. Okay, I have... Sue? Go ahead, Sue.
I'm on a phone. I'm not on Zoom or anything.
Oh, we are on the phone. So.
Okay. And I keep doing star six, and it doesn't seem to work. However, I'm not washing dishes. I'm not doing anything. I'm not making the noise. And who is that last person speaking?
Just go ahead, please. It doesn't matter. State your piece.
That's it. I keep trying to mute, and it doesn't work.
I'm sorry about
that.
It's star six.
No,
that's not
the right. Please stop.
There might be something
please
at the bottom
stop.
Of your phone
Margo,
that says mute
please
and unmute.
Stop, Margo. Please stop. Okay. I'm
so
hoping
how do
that
I mute?
You mute
on
by star six. If it doesn't work, I don't think you're the source of the noise. So don't
okay.
worry about that.
Okay.
Thank you, Maestro. Mr. Chair, point of information. Can you
no.
explain that this is Maestro, not Zoom, and that star six does not work?
I already did. Star six does not work with Maestro. Thank you, Bella.
Only on your phone. You can mute on your phone.
Excuse me. If you have the feature on your phone, just mute on your phone.
Okay.
I'll put a pillow over it. Okay, sorry about that. All right. I believe we got Bruce.
Yeah, hi. I got a suggestion. All of the stations have like a constant contact email list that's a mix of listeners and members or some other similar arrangement. Excuse me. So you could suggest that they email their constant contact or whatever email list and say, hey, guys, you know, there's an election going on. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. The visitor. Visitor, you have the floor.
Okay. Okay, so don't count this for my time. I understand from someone who's a Maestro expert that star six will mute and unmute you on Maestro, but it does not announce that it is muting and unmuting as it does when you do it on Zoom. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't work.
All right, fine.
Okay.
So maybe it's just your phone. Go ahead, visitor, please.
Okay. So I want to say this as respectfully as I can because I mean no disrespect, but I also think that for someone to make a statement that whether it's 30 seconds or 1 minute is immaterial because they're the same thing, I don't think that's respectful of our intelligence as callers or as candidates. You know, 30 seconds is half the time of a minute. If I owe you $2,000 and I give you half, you will not be happy. Every year that we've done elections, and it's going on 20 years now, it's been a minute. And the instructions that we got this year were a minute. And therefore, what ought to be honored is a minute. Not somebody else's interpretation of the most valuable 30 seconds of my one-minute statement, but my one-minute statement.
30 seconds.
Things that were removed include email addresses, websites. You know, you don't get to make that decision for someone else. That is completely inappropriate. That is censorship. If we cannot spare a minute for a customer... Okay.
Go ahead, let him finish,
Michael.
Chair,
go ahead,
finish.
I want
please.
The same 90 seconds that Bella had.
Okay.
If we can have someone, we have 168 hours in a week. These people are going to be on the board making decisions for the station for 3 years. Play the blasted carts at 1 minute as we were told to prepare them. Period. Period. No discussion. I'll wait to come back for the rest.
Thank you, visitor. Appreciate it. So I think Bella probably got another 30 seconds, so that's why I yielded another 30 seconds to visitor. And at the time, I couldn't unmute, so I'm staying unmuted, but the noise is not coming from me. Because when a helicopter flies by, I'm mute again. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is Bill.
Hold on, Bill. Anyone else from the public want to give a respectful comment or ask a question?
Sue, a quickie.
Go ahead. A quickie, please.
Jonathan on the stack.